A Prayer of Boldness for the Quiet Christian by Heather Barr, read by Leah Martin. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. In my journey with the Lord, as I get to know Him in the secret place, not only am I discovering the truth of who He is, but also the truth about who He created me to be. He's teaching me about who I am in Him, and it's truly surprised me. For the quiet Christians who may struggle to find the strength that God promises through Himself, here's a reflection on truth and a prayer for boldness and courage. As part of my own adventure with the Lord, I face a lot of fears and life challenges as an introverted and often quiet Christian. For most of my life, I've never considered myself to be bold or courageous. In fact, I've dealt with a lot of fear and intimidation in my lifetime. I'm often running away from facing my fears. But how He longs to empower us to be His hands and feet, and to communicate His loving heart to a hurting world. For this, we must grow to be bold and courageous. And no matter who we may think we are, our Father placed the capacity for courage within us before the foundations of the earth. And guess what? The God of creation lives within you, and He lives within me. He empowers us to roar with courage, no matter how we may feel. This is the truth. As a child of God, I can boldly declare that I am victorious through Christ Jesus, who leads me into victory. As 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's pray this prayer for boldness and courage. Father, as I face my fears, when I'm feeling afraid, when I'm feeling timid, remind me of who You are and who I am in You. You are strong and courageous, the Almighty King and loving Father. You've said in Your word that as I wait upon You, I can take courage, because I know You're with me, You are for me, and You will empower me with the courage and the strength I need for whatever is placed before me. Remind me of who You have created me to be and what You've empowered me to do. Lord, You are the courageous one. And so right now, as I wait upon You, as I face fear and intimidation, I trust that You will keep Your promise. I trust that I am who You say I am. I trust that You will give me the strength and courage I need to face this circumstance, and I trust that victory is on the other side. I boldly declare that I will not let fear or intimidation stop me from being obedient. Help me to endure, Lord. Give me grace. You're a good Father, and You are faithful. I trust You. Thank You, Father. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.